Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome everyone to Morning Magazine for this October 12th, 2022. It is 10:32 on the clock and you have your host James J here. Thanks so much for joining us and big thank you to our friends at Encourage joining us today. We always love seeing Kim Shields. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, James. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. And as Encourage does almost pretty much every time you guys join us, you bring some great guests, people that impact our community, add to our community, and boy, you hit it on the mark today, Kim. We are talking to the Material Girls Quilt Club and we're going to discuss and find out more about the great work that you guys are doing. Just want to right away thank you all, both of you and everybody else that is a part of the Material Girls Quilt Club for all the good work you do for this community, in particular our veterans. It's one of my favorite things to see is these quilts of valor and see the pictures from those events and these gentlemen, these people that deserve so much and able to do something like that. And as good as it feels for me, our community seeing this, I can't even begin to imagine what it feels for them. But we've had them, a number of them on the air and talked to them over the years and had no idea the impact it can make. So just right out the gate, want to say thanks for that and appreciate it. I want to dive into things first. So we have Sue and Lori here with us, and good morning to both of you. Sue, how are you doing today?
Good.
Lori, how are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Good. Very good to hear. I got to be, you know, a gentleman here and ask how you guys are doing before I die. But I was so excited to dive into this topic, I almost forgot to do that because this is an exciting topic to me. It's interesting. Let's start off first where, who are the Material Girls?
Well, the Material Girls, we're a nonprofit club. We promote the art of quilts and quilt making. Our group is very open with sharing ideas, developing skills, and we provide a lot of educational opportunities to the members. And we have novice to very experienced quilters. And I do want to mention we are Material Girls, but we do have a few men in our group too. So
nice.
They're very good about our name. our group meets every the first Thursday of every month, and we meet at the VFW Club at 6 o'clock. We're always welcoming visitors that want to come and see what we're about or join. We have speakers. We always have a business meeting. We're very lucky. We have a member who has taken the Block of the Month project, and it's a challenge for some people, and a lot of sharing and things that happen with that. Our show and tell is always fun. just the amazing things that people do, and they think nothing of it.
A lot of people ask me when I talk about I'm going to my Material Girls quilt meeting, they're like, oh, do you bring your sewing machines and sit and sew?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Really not what it is. We have other times where we break away and sew. This is just actually a meeting, get camaraderie, get to know people, show ideas, share.
A lot of planning tips. Happens for yeah. things that go on yeah. within
such
the month.
Such as our quilt of valor and our quilt show.
So, yeah. Different things like that.
Mm-hmm. Let's dive into that. If I could have you guys a little closer to the mics, if you could, just a little bit. Thank you. I want to make sure everybody can hear you both. So when it comes to as you mentioned, the Quilts of Valor, let's talk about that a little bit and how that kind of got going.
The Quilts of Valor started back in 2003 with Catherine Roberts. She had this idea of awarding these healing quilts to returning servicemen and women. Took a while to get off and start running, but it became a national nonprofit in 2005. Our Material Girls locally got involved in 2016. And since then, we have awarded 236 quilts locally
wow.
to our service men and women.
Wow.
We do have a presentation coming up on November 9th at 8 a.m. at the Elks Club. We have right now 11 or 12 people that should be awarded. This is open to the public. Anybody can come and see this and see what it does and the emotional effect. it has.
Really appreciate you mentioning that. I think for some of us, you know, I come from a military family, and I think there was a part of me that when I first heard about it, you know, was like felt intrusive or rude almost, you know, showing up at something like that, you know, not being invited or not feeling like, I'm not a soldier. I shouldn't be a part of this. No, you're an American citizen. You should be there. You should be there.
Yes.
If you can be there, we encourage you to be there. It is a beautiful, wonderful ceremony. There's nothing about it that's, you know, not enjoyable. But I do think that personally feel like there is a bit of a responsibility to be at these things when we can. We understand that not everybody can make it, but if you can, not only is it a wonderful event to take in, it is a humbling moment as an American to see. And it never ceases to not be for me, no matter how much I've seen it, no matter what how many times you see it. It just really impacts you every single time. And I don't think I can come up with the right words. I don't know if any of us could to describe what it's like to be there. So you just got to be there.
You've got to be there.
I'm so glad you said that, James. I had the privilege, and it truly was a privilege, to be able to go and attend the Quilt of Valor presentation in May. I did take some pictures. I did try to stay out of the way because, like you said, I wanted to make sure that, I was in the background. This was celebrating and honoring these incredible veterans and their service. And I got so emotional seeing the presentation, hearing the importance, because in the beginning of the program, they talk about what the Quilts of Valor Foundation is, how people get nominated, what does it mean to these service men and women. And honestly, it was just such a beautiful moment, and I truly felt blessed to be there. And it was, I knew I needed to get pictures, but I had tears in my eyes. It was so beautiful.
You forget about the job sometimes because you're so in the moment of the situation. It's hard. I don't know how you can't be. You know, I get it. I completely get it.
And to see their families there and the pride on these men and women's faces as they were presented with their quilts, all very unique. And I hope that Sue and Lori can share some information about that. And I do have some pictures on our Facebook page, not to plug that, but just the uniqueness and the love and care that these material girls and guys put into these quilts, and they're all unique, and it's truly beautiful.
Yeah, and you don't have to plug it, Kim. I will. Because honestly, it's a great way. I encourage everybody to follow Encourage on their Facebook page. I encourage people to follow the Material Girls Quilt Club on Facebook. I wouldn't have seen some of these pictures if you hadn't taken them. That's part of, I'm telling you, people follow these pages. It's a great way to keep up to date on things in your community. And also these kind of things that you see that I wouldn't have seen otherwise, and I know I'm not the only one. When it comes to the upcoming presentation, you touched on it a little bit. Anything else we need to mention as far as or information people should know about the upcoming presentation?
No, it's open to the public. Anybody can come. There's going to be a whole bunch of people there.
Yeah.
We do have a Quilt of Valor. Not we. I'm sorry. There is a national foundation out there, the Quilt of Valor Foundation. It's QOVF.org. And that's where anybody can go on and nominate anybody that they think is deserving of a Quilt of Valor. Like I said, it's not a gift, it's not anything but an award.
Right.
So you can only get it once in a lifetime, but you can go on their page, and that's how you yourself can go and nominate somebody.
You can nominate family.
Yes. I would like to get into a little bit of the details of the making of the quilts, if you guys don't mind a little bit. How long does an average quilt take to make? And I know asking that question is almost impossible to answer, so I put that in the forefront of it. But just out of curiosity, like the average kind of amount of time or something like that, a ballpark.
We get together and we put together what we call a kit. Mm. We take the pattern and we take all the material that will make that quilt top. We get together a couple times a year and put these kits together, and then we give the kits to our members who want to sew them. They got to cut them apart, sew them all together. They return the top to me, then we put it to bat with batting and backing. Then it goes to a long arm quilter, then it comes back and gets a binding put on.
Wow.
So there's many steps in it, easily anywhere between 10 and 20 hours minimum to get it done from start to finish.
Man, I thought it was tougher than I thought. I didn't know it was like that. Jeez, that is tougher.
Well, and each quilt costs about $40 to $50. Is that correct?
Oh, no.
More than that now?
Probably to put a kit could be up to $250 to get all the material and stuff for a quilt.
That's it. And another thing that I think is good to note, because this is an organization that, you know, certainly takes donations and certainly grants and different things. And that's part of why Encourage is here today. And I want to touch on that with you, Kim. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break and come back, and we'll get into a little bit more of Encourage's hand in this, if you will. But I do want to touch on two things really fast before we go to break. First up, is this something that if people are listening and they want to be a part of the Material Girls Quilt Club, is it something that just about anybody can join? Are there requirements?
There are no requirements. Anybody can join. And if you'd like to come out to one of our meetings to see what we're about before you join, it's just a $25 annual membership fee if you choose to join.
When it comes to making the quilts, do you guys get a chance to meet the veterans beforehand or get to know a little bit about them, personalize these things at all?
No, the first time we meet them is the day of the presentation.
We may, if some of the quilts are made if they were like in the Marines or if they were in a special
Navy
branch.
Or something, yes.
We do make some quilts that are, you know, specific to an area.
A certain branch of the military or something like that. That's cool. It's just, it even makes it even more beautiful to me. Like, that's the way it is. And now that I'm in my head is the memories of seeing all of these and knowing that part of it now, too. That makes it all the more unique and just a really beautiful experience. That's really cool.
Every single quilt was different. They were all personalized, as Sue had just said, you know, different branches. It could be gender. It could be awards that they won during their service, things that they had done, where they were. Every single one was so unique and absolutely gorgeous.
That's beautiful. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with more from our friends from Encourage and the Material Girls Quilt Club here at Morning Magazine at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this October 12th, 2022. It is 10:47 on the clock. Your host, James, here. We're joined by our Kim Shields from Encourage, and we have Sue and Lori here from the Material Girls Quilt Club. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Kim, we were kind of touching on this a little bit before the break there. Encourage grants through various funds. I want to touch on that and how Encourage is involved with the Material Girls.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. So an inquiry came into Encourage, and oftentimes that's how grant ideas start or how a request may begin. And it was, this is what we do, this is what we're looking for, is that something that people might be interested in supporting? Absolutely. The Material Girls are a really grassroots organization. They are all volunteers. Yes, they are an official nonprofit, so they are organized with a board of directors, but they are all volunteers. The grassroots nature of how they work and raise funds is always something that's really has that community involvement. And obviously what they do and the importance of how they touch people's lives in our community. And there's other service projects in addition to this incredible Quilts of Valor Foundation that they work with. Is really important. And so, you know, my answer was, well, yes, of course, please send me some information. We had a discussion. From that, I had mentioned on our last program, I talked a little bit about our unrestricted funds. So people that donate to Encourage for our unrestricted funds, we're able to utilize those to help fund these different grant requests that come in and different changing needs that may arise in our community. And so we were so fortunate to be able to offer and award a grant from there. Also knowing the wide range of veterans in our community and all of the, we are the Southwood County area. However, we have small communities within there. At Encourage, we have community grant funds that are also unrestricted in those communities. And having conversations with the resident review committees, you know, looking at the demographics, we couldn't get any specifics about the people, of course, but you know, they jumped right on it. Absolutely. So we were fortunate that four of those community grant, the resident review committees wanted to award a grant. In talking with donors, you know, flexible funding through the Donor Advice Fund, there was a donor that was very interested in veterans and recommended a grant to support the club as well. And so in all, it was over, it was $4,100.
Wow.
And that was just from an initial conversation. $1,500 came from our unrestricted. We do have limits that we're able to do. But just in having those conversations, garnering that much support from Encourage funds alone, let alone all of the incredible residents in our community that can donate.
Thank you for all that, Kim. I always appreciate talking to you. I love the details that you put in your answers and your questions and stuff. And I, especially in this day and age where people, so many people, I would like to think, and maybe it's the last naive bone in my body, but I would like to think the majority of people want to give, want to, you know, give to different things. But there's so much fear nowadays about, well, if I donate to this cause, is the money going to go to what I'm donating and that kind of thing? And Encourage, like many of our nonprofits around here, are very transparent about that.
Yes.
Very much, hey, look at the books. This is what we're doing here and everything. And it makes us more, it makes us all the more confident in, when championing these things. And when we talk to these groups, when you bring them in or just see them about in the community and everything, and something like this, I'm doing my little bit of homework before the interview today and stuff, and I'm thinking about it. I'm like, this is a perfect fit.
Yes.
This is exactly what, when Kim's on the air with us talking about, you know, encouraging people in the community, hey, let us know about this nonprofit, let us know about this organization. This is what you guys are talking about.
Exactly.
A group like this that is doing such good in our community. And it doesn't necessarily, you guys aren't curing cancer or anything like that. It's not anything gigantic, but oftentimes we think we, that's what we're looking for, when really the real work that's being done in communities around the whole country is stuff like this. It's the grind. It's the step-by-step kind of stuff. Most people aren't going to get to cure polio, but we can all be a part of something like this. We can all do something like this. And you guys took the initiative of that. You the quilters did. And just a big credit to you for that. A big credit to Encourage for seeing that. It does seem obvious to somebody like me. It doesn't always, but you guys don't know unless you guys pursue this.
And they're changing people's lives. The gifts, they make. Everything they make is with their heart, and you can see it in their product, and they are truly changing the person's life that is the recipient of that, whether it's the Quilt of Valor or one of their other projects that I hope they can, you know, chat about. But they're really making a difference, and they're impacting a person.
I apologize. How many quilts did you say that you have been handed out already? 200 and some?
236 our organization since 2016.
236. Just let that number sit there for a second. It's beautiful. But I don't care if one veteran, if one out of that 236 got a good moment and enjoyed it. Worth it. Worth it.
Definitely.
Like, just worth it. Whatever the price, whatever the cost, worth it. Let alone every one of them, I guarantee, has enjoyed this and loved that quilt. And may have not left their sight since they've gotten it. I know it wouldn't me. You know, that's pretty darn cool. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on with that, Kim? Because there was one thing I did want to mention.
No, I think that's all
okay.
I wanted to touch.
I just wanted to encourage people, because this all started with them reaching out to you guys and reaching out to Encourage, and that's how the ball gets rolling. So if you are out there, if you're a nonprofit, if you're somebody who is getting something going like this, reach out to Encourage. See if there are grant or scholarship opportunities for you. As Kim and I have talked about over many years now, that's usually the only thing that's missing is you out there, you know, and not knowing that this is an opportunity for you. So please spread the word about this and reach out to Encourage with these different activities.
Thank you, James. That's wonderful.
I did want to wrap up talking about the Material Girls Service Projects and touch on that a little bit, if you don't mind.
Sure. One we're just kind of wrapping up right now is our Christmas stocking project. Started a couple months back, making stockings that are distributed to, like, the Family Center, the veterans, Heartland Hospice. They had some. Last year we gave out 220 stockings, which the groups then filled and gave to brighten up someone's holiday.
Yeah.
We've been making placemats for Meals on Wheels through the hospital and the ADRAC.
That's a beautiful idea. That's really cool.
Different seasonal ones. A lot of those people, you know, are homebound.
Yeah.
And hopefully it brightens up their day a little bit.
I wouldn't have even thought of something like that. That's a great idea.
It's been fun.
I only mention it because I've worked on Meals on Wheels before in the past, and I was very in tune with that. I really felt like I got a lot out of that as much as they did and stuff. But something like that, I wouldn't have thought. That's really insightful. I like that. Right. That's cool.
And another service project, we have palliative care quilts that we do for our hospital here. Mm. And hopefully those, you know, bring a little cheer to the families in kind of a sad time. We had a request from for the fidget quilts. I'm drawing a blank.
It always happens when you're trying to grab it, and when you're in like live time, like live on the air or something like that. This happens to me almost every day. Yes.
The group in town, they they're clients that have dementia and
okay.
things with that. The fidget quilts or little fidget blankets are very tactile.
Yes.
And so our group did a little researching on that, and
I think we
came up with 30 to 40 of them that we had
wow.
made just out of things we found, and they were very appreciative of that because that helps those clients that they have with that. So
well, and I'm noticing a pattern here, too, and no pun intended. I didn't mean to do it that way. I'm so sorry.
That was so good.
So many of the gray areas in our society of people that we don't always, you know, put a focus on or give the attention they deserve are groups that you guys are talking about, veterans, seniors, these, you know, dementia patients and different people that we could always do a bit more for. We could always be doing a little bit more. And here you guys are really picking up the slack on that a little bit and really doing some good with that. Kudos. And that's really cool to see. It's something that I hadn't thought about until we were sitting here talking about it. But I don't know if it's intended or not, but it's really cool to see that you guys put a focus on those groups, on those people, those individuals.
We try.
Yeah, right on. No, you're succeeding. You're achieving it.
Hmm. Well, they came to us with a request. Hmm. And from that request, it just kind of rolled into members picking up and doing things. And I know we even had a group of ladies that got together and had a fun day and made a bunch.
That's
and
cool.
it was a social thing for them as well as a good product that came out of it.
Is that something we can encourage others to do if you think that you know you have an organization or a group of people that could really, you know, be benefited from one of these quilts, to reach out to you guys and see if that is something that can be worked or done or what have you? You just mentioned that they had reached out to you mm-hmm. guys about this. So maybe it's worth you know trying. Maybe worth looking into. You have an annual quilt show coming up?
Right. Our quilt show will be June 16th and 17th. It's during the Cranberry Blossom Festival mm-hmm. of Wisconsin Rapids, and we'll be at Assumption High School this year.
Oh, cool.
So we're looking forward to that venue.
Yeah.
More space. We will have...
That's a new partnership, correct?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
The church was wonderful last year, but... We had a good problem. We had too many quilts and not enough space. We had to get a little creative with displaying them. And so Assumption is going to partner with us.
That's cool.
And we'll have a much bigger area. And hopefully it'll be a better experience for everyone that's able to come to that.
Not too surprising, though. Our local high schools are great about this stuff and opening their doors and hosting events at times. And Assumption right at the top of the list when it comes to that stuff. So mm-hmm. that's cool to hear.
Yeah.
We were talking about this before we let you guys go, because we're almost done here, everybody. I told you, go quick. Sue, Lori, whoever wants to kind of take on this one, if somebody is interested in becoming a material girl, being a part of the club, what would be a good first step?
Come to one of our meetings.
Okay.
Just show up. Like I said, they are the first Thursday of the month, 6 p.m. at the VFW Club. And come see what we're about. See if you want to join. It doesn't cost anything to show up.
And you mentioned before, whether you're a professional like my mother or you're somebody like me who just cannot seem to put, just cannot figure it out, like show up, you know, be a part of it?
Yes.
Hmm. And men, women. Like I also should mention that as well. You know, this is open to all here and everything. And they're really I would say if there is a requirement, it's having a passion for your community, caring for your community. I think that that's if there is even one, they would be that. And certainly, if you're showing up, you do. You're not showing up at the club unless you really do care. Thank you both, and please spread that thank you to everybody else that's a part of the Material Girls Quilt Club. Really do really appreciate you, and our door is always open for you guys. Anything going on? And Sue, if people are interested in supporting, encouraging grants like this in our community, how can they do that, and what should they know?
We'd love to have a conversation. Give us a call, 715-423-3863, or send an email to hello@encouragecf.org. We're always very willing and happy to have a conversation and talk with people and find out where their passions are.
Yeah, there are, the only bad ideas are the ones that aren't said out loud, you know? I mean, you just don't know unless you pitch it and stuff. I imagine that, you know, with the quilt club and that, maybe it hasn't, oh, is this something that's going to fit? You go and ask and find out it's a perfect scenario.
Exactly.
It's the only way you're going to find out by reaching out and, you know, knowing. Is it the same number to reach you, Kim, in particular, if people want to talk to you or anything?
Yeah, it's best to do that because we work a combination of remote and in office.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And I have had a lot of conversations lately, so oftentimes I'm on the phone with somebody else. So that 423-3863 is a great number, and we have the voicemail that you can leave there, and I'll give you a call back as soon as I can, or one of my coworkers.
And do us a favor, say hi to all your coworkers. Everybody, encourage. We appreciate you guys so much. What you do in the community is felt and appreciated.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Stick around. We'll have more great stuff coming up for you here at WFHR, and we'll be back with the morning show and morning magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.